I'm Matt Bush with BPR News. I'm speaking with Sally Keston of AVL Watchdog. Sally, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.
So tell us a bit about the genesis of this story, looking at criminal justice reform locally in the time of the pandemic. Sort of what was the genesis of the story? What really wanted you to get looking at this?
Well, we knew that there were going to be significant changes in the courthouse operations. Number one, how do you have a jury trial if you've got to have 12 people together in tight quarters? And how do you select a jury if, you know, we've all been probably called for jury duty at some point and you're packed into a room with hundreds of other people all day? And that got us thinking, well, you know, how is this all going to play out? And what you know, is the real effect on the criminal justice system? And we knew, too, that the police had changed the way they were dealing with crime. We knew that they were taking more reports of crime by phone instead of sending officers out to investigate each one. But what we didn't realize is really how significantly all of these aspects of the criminal justice system had changed until we started making phone calls. And we were really surprised at the extent to which they had changed and also how they had really kind of helped speed up some criminal justice reforms that had been in the works for a long time and were making very slow progress.
We know some of this had to do with releasing low-level offenders from the county jail, but tell us about all the things you found as you went through this, because you went through it with the county sheriff's department, with Asheville Police, with the court system. What did you find?
Yeah, one significant change that they started doing as a result of the pandemic were issuing citations instead of arresting people. So if you were found committing a low-level offense, something that wasn't violent, like a misdemeanor offense, and you would typically be arrested and taken down to the county jail and booked and possibly be held there for some period of time if a judge set a bond for you and you might have be low income and not be able to raise the money to get sprung from jail, then you could be in jail for quite some time. And so they switch to now issuing a citation. So an officer sees you doing something wrong, still stops you, and you are charged. You have a criminal charge pending, but you receive a citation instead to appear in court, and you're not booked into jail, and you're not potentially held in jail. And so that was something that they had talked about doing for a long time and just really started doing it. There was a dramatic effect on jail bookings. We looked at how many people had been booked into the Buncombe County Jail since mid-March when all this started, and bookings were down by 50%.
Tell us what the significance is of, instead of going through the whole process of having a search warrant and that, to just issuing a citation to go to court.
Well, the main significance is you are not booked into the jail. So it achieved two things they were trying to accomplish. One is, as we know, jails and prisons have become real hotspots for the spread of virus. In other places, people have, you know, many, many inmates have died as a result of COVID-19, and they're trying to prevent the risk of that in the Buncombe County Jail. So they did two things. One is to try to release low-level offenders who were already in jail and maybe just couldn't make their bail. So they looked at people who were in for, let's say, disorderly conduct or vagrancy or some low-level offense that was not a public safety threat, but were just being held. They had not yet been convicted. They were just simply in jail awaiting trial. And so they released them on the back end, and then they were trying to prevent more people from coming into the jail by not booking people and sending them in the way they normally would. So they're trying this, giving these citations, and now you have a court date where you have to appear. So they're going to be looking real carefully at, do people adhere to that? Do they actually show up in court? And if they do, then this is going to be a lasting change. Both the police chief in Asheville and the Buncombe sheriff have been wanting to do more of this, and they're really looking now to see if it works. And if people do show up and there's not a high rate of failure to appear where they have to go out and issue a warrant, then that change will continue, as will perhaps some of these other things that have been forced or sped up as a result of the pandemic.
As for the courts themselves, they have seen major changes, as the, you know, without jury trials, without a lot of court case is being delayed until June 1st via the state Supreme Court. What are they doing right now in Buncombe County Superior Court to continue on operations as much as they can at a time where social distancing is the law?
The courthouse has remained open here in Buncombe with very limited functioning. So judges are still having some hearings. They're doing more hearings by video. Lawyers are taking depositions by video. They're meeting with their clients in jail by video, and they're having a lot of meetings trying to figure out what kinds of safe practices they can adopt when the courthouse does open up and get back into business. As you know, on some days of the month, traffic court, for instance, if you get a speeding ticket and you want to contest your speeding ticket or request a dismissal, oftentimes that required you going to the courthouse, and that would draw thousands of people. And so they're trying to figure out, well, how do we do that with social distancing? We can't have people lining up at 6 foot intervals outside the courthouse. It would go all the way through downtown. So they're looking at really everything, the way they handle court operations from top to bottom. So those traffic kind of court, they might be spread out more days over the month so that you don't have so many people coming on a single day. They're looking at staggering them into pools. Maybe you would call if your last name starts with A through F, you'd go on one day. Different ways to minimize or to the extent possible the number of people that are coming through the courthouse on any day. But jury trials, that's a huge issue and a huge dilemma right now. They have a large number of people that are called to just simply pick 12 fair jurors, you might have to call 100 people to get a jury seated. So how do you do that now? And then once you have a jury, physically in the courtroom, are they going to be able to sit in the jury box? Well, they can't if they're going to be 6 feet apart. So it requires reconfiguring the courtroom from where the jury is going to sit. And then once they go off to deliberate, the room where they used to do jury deliberations is not big enough for 12 people to be safely socially distanced. So just so many things that have to be rethought in how they're going to protect people, everyone in the courthouse, including, prospective jurors who might have pre-existing conditions and be at higher risk for exposure to the virus. That's going to have to be taken into consideration. So just major changes all around.
Well, those are all my questions, Sally. Anything else you'd like to add?
One of the most interesting things we found is the change in the number of people who are being charged with crimes in Buncombe County, and that's true statewide. We looked at North Carolina. The number of criminal cases filed in court since the middle of March dropped by 57% statewide, and that was true here in Buncombe as well. It was down by about half. So that was across the board and misdemeanors and felony charges and traffic infractions. And there was a lot of interesting speculation as to why that might be. Number one, people who might be out and about doing things that would get you arrested were staying home too. And the stay home order was really keeping people off the streets. Certainly a lot fewer motorists on the road. So you're not seeing nearly as many vehicle crashes or as many traffic type arrests. But the change in the criminal pattern is really interesting and will be particularly interesting to follow as the society starts to open up again. And what kind of patterns are we going to see then, especially if there's an economic recession, which typically tends to drive crime up. Will that happen again?